You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
I think Stuff Vink Sent Me needs a theme song.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I mean, all the really popular like YouTube celebrities have like their theme songs.
Well, we're safe then.
Wait, we do have a theme. I mean, we've got the Amari tones, but how about one specifically for Stuff Vink Sent Me?
Oh sure, sure. I mean, really? How would that even go?
We could come up with something. Okay. Hold on. Give me a sec. All
right.
Okay. Stuff Vink Sent Me in a box. Stuff Vink Sent Me. Some of it rocks and some of it's junk. How about that?
Oh my God. I mean, it's no Amari tones, but dang.
Yep. We just need a backup band.
Right?
All right, guys. Man. Remix that. With chiptunes. Chiptunes. Man, I wish I knew how to do music. Do music. Oh, dear.
We're no musicians. I'm sure someone will be nice to us.
That's true. That's true. I'm going to be in a karaoke contest next week.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do Show Must Go On by Queen.
Yeah.
What's really good about being in karaoke contests in Japan is that if you mess up the lyrics, nobody knows.
The expectations are low. Yeah. I tried singing November Rain once, but I forgot how long it was and everyone got bored.
I have never seen a successful Bohemian Rhapsody performed in karaoke ever, but so many people try. I love this song. And then, about 7 minutes into it, they're like, it gets really high here. So, hey.
Hey.
Are we at Famicom Dojo right now?
Sure.
All right.
We're already there. It's more like a state of mind than a physical place.
Ooh. That's true. I should just podcast my every thought.
Pretty much.
The people who are worried we don't get them out long enough, often enough, we can just have it go out live. I can just talk at it.
Sure.
I'm eating a sandwich now. Thinking about games. Anyway. Denshi Mail.
Yeah. So, speaking of Stuff Vink Sent Me, we released a video. Last Denshi Mail. So that's exciting.
That one came out of the blue for me. I mean, I knew you were working on a couple of things, but you're like, I got a video almost done. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I recorded a bunch of them at once, and I think that was all of them. Now?
I just love how that's like the box of holding. I mean, you know, because so many Stuff Vink Sent Me items have emerged from that box. I think you've reopened it three times now.
I think that particular box is done, but I have another box. Dun dun dun.
Gosh, don't spoil it for our listeners, but I don't even know what's in that.
It was the other box you sent me.
Oh my gosh, yes, I sent two boxes at the same time. There are still some things I handed off to you, not sent you per se, but there were still some things I handed off to you back when I was two summers ago.
Yes, it's true, which is why I got to the Parodius stuff, because technically...
Oh yeah, that was one of those.
Yeah, so finally getting some work done on this, but yeah. It was good time. So the last one we released was, I don't even remember anymore. It's getting all jumbled in my head. The last one we released was the Niketsu games.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So I actually learned the most about this stuff when I was looking through the ones that you sent to me.
Yeah.
Because like I had some kind of vague idea what it was all about, but I didn't realize. Yeah. That like, you know, volleyball was done in the same art style, you know, and I'm like, oh, of course, it's like all Technos games, all.
Well, I mean, so is Double Dragon. Double Dragon's not a Kunio game, but it's a very similar art style.
Sure, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And Renegade was a Kunio game originally, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I was playing that recently with Hero, actually.
Ah.
I was having a retro game party at my house. And I put it in, because he saw the cover art and he's like, what is this game? I've never seen that game before. And I'm like, you may have. And he puts it in and he's like, oh, this seems familiar, but not, you know? Man, I used to have Renegade on my Apple II. Actually, I think the Apple II version's better, personally.
Oh, man.
Then again, nostalgia might be clouding my thoughts. I should watch some videos of it, but I remember it looking better on the Apple II.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that reminds me of a topic we're going to be discussing for our next podcast.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Okay. We'll get through this garbage podcast first.
That's a little tease for you all there. Oh no. They're on to us.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
Well, yeah. First of all, I mean, for those who did watch the Kunio video, I'd like to assure people that I think between I'd like to assure people that I think, well, okay, that sentence came out wrong, but I'm pretty sure that between the two of us, we have all the Kunio games now and all but like two of the multiplayer games.
All right.
Well, I mean the four-player multiplayer. There's a lot of three-player ones that like the different Twinbee variations and stuff.
We don't care about those.
Yeah, three players. <pff.
laughs> Why three players? Well, we'll tell you in a video.
Yeah.
Sometime.
I mean, yeah. Why three players? That sounds really odd.
It is odd.
Math joke.
Sorry, I didn't even.
It's okay. Anyway. Yeah, it's but maybe it was the trying to avoid the implication of four in Japan.
Oh, that could be too.
Which has the connotation of death.
Which is why people were suspecting they weren't going to name the PS4 the PS4 because it'd be the PlayStation Death.
Yes.
And they went ahead with it anyway.
Which is funny because the other one is the Vita, which means life.
Oh my God.
So if you have both of them...
Didn't you get a Vita?
I did. I got it a couple days ago, yeah.
Oh, man.
But I don't have a PS4 yet, so I can't complete the circle of life. Yeah. You want to ask me about my Vita? That should be my bumper sticker. Ask me about my Vita. What are you going to ask me?
Oh, sorry. Well, how about your Vita? Is it good? You can, you know, there's a way to do this, and you can use a Vita to remote play with a PS4. So, yep. Like, I could leave my PS4 on for you if you want, and you can play some games on there.
Let's do that. You finally find a way to get me to play Dragon Age.
And PT.
Oh yeah, I wonder if remote play could.
Oh, probably. That's a good question. I don't know.
But. Anyway, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not my first time playing Vita. Of course, we played it at Tokyo Game Show before it was released, and I feel the same way about it. Screen is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. The thumbsticks are great. I mean, it has a really good feel to it. I know they've. I bought a 1000 model, not the new one. It's a little heavier, but it has the OLED screen, OLED. So they took that off of the new models.
Oh, I didn't realize.
They brought the weight down and stuff. Plus, it was cheaper because it's used and stuff. But that's fine. I quite like how it feels. Man, I'd really love to play Splatoon on it. Because it's got gyro in, and it's got the two thumbsticks. It would be. Ask me what games I have.
What games do you have?
I don't have any games.
Oh. Sounds like me and my Wii U.
What? You've got Wii U games.
I guess, but I don't play them.
That's because you don't have Splatoon.
That's true.
Update everyone from that podcast. Sean still doesn't have Splatoon.
Sorry to disappoint everyone. But I am finishing up some of the games to keep me from playing the few games I do have on my Wii U. So there is that.
Well, that's good. That's good. I don't have any games for it yet. I've just been downloading some demos. And do you remember when the PlayStation Network went down like
last week.
No. A couple years ago, it went down for like an extended period of time, like okay. 2 months or so.
Is that during the hack?
I don't remember if it was a hack or not. Maybe it was a hack, but this was a number of years ago.
Okay.
And at the time, PlayStation apologized to their customers by giving them free downloadable games. You could like choose like one PlayStation 3 game or two. I don't remember. And no, two, and then two Vita games. So I got Little Big Planet and Infamous, and for the PSP, I got Little Big Planet again, and what did I get? Mod Nation Racing something.
Okay.
Which I never really played around with enough because that was around the time my PSP got stolen.
Oh.
I got a new one. Remember?
That's right.
In America, I got a new one, so I played a little bit of Little Big Planet since there, but I always found the controls a bit too floaty. But anyway. That's the only game I have on my Vita now because because since I had it in my PSN account, it transferred over.
Very nice. Okay.
But Mod Nation Races didn't, which goes to my problem again with downloadable content.
Good grief.
Then again, it still works on the original hardware. It's 4, so I guess that's... But anyway.
Right.
But yeah, I just downloaded a bunch of demos. Screen is gorgeous. Looking forward to getting a few games. Let's see. I am going to be playing the Neptunia series, I've decided. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I am familiar with it in as much as we've had someone very eagerly telling us about it on our Facebook page.
Yes. Yes.
I believe that's Satoshi Matrix. I think that's who that was.
Yes. But I am so into the whole idea of a personified console war. But I don't know. My hesitation, of course, is coming from the same thing with did we ever have a talk about Sega Hard Girls?
Not on the show.
They made an anime series, and I guess comics and other stuff, where they had girls based on the different hardware. Like there's Mega Drive and there's Dreamcast and there's Sega Saturn, and they go.
So for you perverts,
they go to video game school. What?
For you perverts out there, hard girls refers to hardware, which is what hard is just what they call like consoles and stuff in Japan. But it is a play on words, so. Okay,
stop
I guess
it. You're losing our pervert audience.
Okay.
that's about half.
That little.
But I think that's the thing though. Like I like the concept, and they go and they explore. Like they meet like characters from Virtua Fighter, and they go into the world of Space Channel 5. And
sure.
The show itself is entertaining in that way, and they have like minor characters who are like based on like the SG-1000 and stuff like that. I really love nods like that.
Oh, sure.
The problem I have with it is it's really kind of that whole appealing to the lowest common denominator moe crap though.
Yes.
Like what modern anime kind of has become, and I mean. I think the concept is interesting enough that I can get through it, but like I don't know. I'm 35 years old.
Vink
now.
Has a sad.
Like, I there's just so many. You know what happened? You know what happened to comic books? You know they used to be read by everybody, and then it turned into a whole nerd thing.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, they used to be read by everybody. They used to, you know, but now they appeal to a very niche collector's market, okay. You know? Although, I mean, the movies are making a comeback. But anyway.
Right.
But still, you know, it got relegated to comic book stores and stuff like that, whereas they used to be sold at supermarkets and everywhere, you know? But I think, I mean, what's happening with anime now is it's really kind of becoming like there's like kids anime and then there's like the anime for adults, which only appeals to like creepy adults.
I was gonna say ostensibly for adults.
But I don't know. I think I probably would have liked that stuff when I was younger, but I don't know. I like if I do watch any anime now, which actually goes to a question.
Hmm.
From Satoshi Matrix, who says, I want to know what anime Vink and Sean like and or would recommend. Age of anime doesn't matter. I'm personally a big fan of Urusei Yatsura from 30 years ago. That's the Lum series.
Yes.
Urusei, which is annoying or obnoxious. Yatsura, I guess, alien or space being. That's a great show. That's a great show, and it's actually more than 30 years ago. It's all, nearly 40 at this point, I think. Hold, maybe I'm thinking of the comic. Either way, it's old.
I think I only know old anime shows at this point because the last time I was really actively watching any was in 2003 or so, and one of those shows happened to be Onegai Twins, and that's about the point where I was like, yeah, I still watched the whole thing, but I was done.
Let's see, what was it? The last one I watched was Sega Hard Girls. And before that, it was Valkyria Chronicles, because I love that game so much, so I wanted to see the anime adaption of it. And I think before that, the last series that I actually finished was Steel Angel Kurumi at Your House.
Oh yeah. Did I have all the extras at that point? I don't remember.
I don't know. But I think that was the point. I was watching and I'm like, I think I'm enjoying this, but I think I might be too old for this. But
that was a while ago.
But like I do like some of the classics. I quite like Dr. Slump.
Mm.
Are you familiar?
No.
It's the guy who wrote Dragon Ball, Akira Toriyama, before Dragon Ball.
Oh, interesting. And
it's just a comedy manga. It's really there's no charging. There's no charging up.
Oh, dear.
To take up all the pages.
Yes.
Quite like that. Although I think the manga is better than the show. Rumiko Takahashi, pretty much anything. I'm a big fan of Kimagure Orange Road.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that one up because that's one of my favorites. And as I've gotten older, I don't feel like I can watch it again, but it might be important for people to watch because it's not that stereotypical boy meets girl thing. It's like boy meets girl, girl snubs him, boy decides to date her bubbly but less interesting friend to him, but still tries to pursue girl and all of the awfulness that you could expect that to ensue. Because I watched that second movie and I was just like, why is he such a jerk? And then I like thought back and realized he was always a jerk. The entire premise of the show was him being a just complete ugh.
I like how through your telling of this, you definitely had an emotional impact with the characters so much that you left off a major plot point that they have superpowers.
Oh yeah, there's that.
like that didn't even like figure into your equation. But I agree. You remember the love story. You neglect the ESP.
There is ESP.
Yes, there is. I love that one. I have not watched it recently. I almost brought my Laserdiscs of it up.
Oh, Laserdisc.
Yes. I have the entire series on Laserdisc.
Oh.
Some of the last Laserdiscs ever made, too. Animego released it as a box set that I do believe cost about $500.
That sounds right.
Maybe more.
Animego, I have their DVD set of Orange Road. Actually got replacements for their DVD set because they did this thing where they wanted to save space in the discs, so they only put the opening credits like in like the special features section or something. Yep. And then people complained, so they actually printed new discs for everyone. Yep. That's insane.
Which is probably why they're not doing. Well, I don't know. They're still around. But they've lost licenses for Orange Road and stuff. So actually, it's totally out of print right now.
Oh my God. So it's probably worth a lot.
Actually, it probably is. Anyway, let's see. So, anime. I want to watch Ika Musume because there's going to be a crossover with Splatoon and people have been recommending it to me. I watched the first episode and thought it was quite funny. But in general, just the way that anime went, I don't know. And that's why I'm a little scared about Neptunia, and I'm hoping that the references to hardware and stuff will get me through all the, oh, I fell down. Wow, that is the worst impersonation of anime ever. But you know how in every anime there's a scene where the clumsy girl like falls on protagonist and it's really awkward because anime?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's like the onsen episode, and then there's the one where that mistaken identity one, and then there's the drunken confession, and that is rescinded, and then there's I can't do it anymore. But you know what? I would love for our viewers to recommend me something that is good. I have been told Attack on Titan is definitely worth watching.
There's a movie being made.
Yes, there is. I haven't watched it yet, but people say that if you've given up on anime, this will bring you back. And I watch some of the kids' anime that's out there, just so I can keep current. I watch a little bit of One Piece, Fairy Tail. But like not enough that I, you know, just enough that I can probably identify the characters, but I've never watched like a complete season of either of them.
You know, that last Evangelion Rebuild movie should be coming out soon, right?
I haven't watched the first three.
I'm
kind of waiting until they're done and I'm going to watch them all together. So if they're really good, I'll be like, Grr! And if they're really bad, I can ruin all my childhood in one place.
Should I say anything about it then? Because I've watched the first three.
People have already kind of spoiled it. They're like, it's like the series, but not. So,
well, how about this? This might pique your interest then.
Okay.
Some characters seem to be aware that the story has already played out before.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. Dang it. Gotta watch anime now. Thanks a lot. Okay. So, listeners, here's what I like. I like Hokuto no Ken. That's Fist of the North Star. I quite like that. I'm not really big on Dragon Ball. I liked the Dragon Ball aspect of it, not the Dragon Ball Z aspect of it. I liked Orange Road. I liked Ranma One Half. Evangelion, I quite enjoyed. But
Fry Me to the Moon.
Yes. I enjoyed Frying to the Moon. I enjoyed Dragon Half. I'm
Maze.
Sure there were others. I did not like that. Just redubbed it. And I enjoyed Tenchi Muyo at the time, but I cannot guarantee that I would still like it now.
Okay, my feelings on Tenchi Muyo are this. The OVA was good. Everything else was unnecessary and less good, but I guess.
The first TV series, it's like it was a never-ending carnival we thought would never end. Wow, that's definitely not the line. I guess it uses never-ending twice. And then the feels, that last episode, the feels.
Okay, fine, but I...
There was a lot of junk in the middle, though, wasn't there?
There was a lot of junk. Like there were some better ideas, I felt, overall, but they did try to finish the OVA story recently.
Yeah.
I mean, by recently, I mean like 5 years ago, or maybe it was longer.
Might have even been longer.
It might have even been longer ago. So that's the version of the universe that I like best, and I can't guarantee that I totally understood what happened, but there you go. I think it's probably the last anime DVD I bought was that box set.
I think we have just alienated 100% of our audience.
Oh, right. So we should probably go on to a video game question.
No, what I'm saying is the people who don't like anime feel that we've just talked about it too long. And the people who do like anime just realize that we don't know very much about it.
Anymore, sure.
Yeah. Ask me about late 90s anime, though. I'm your guy.
Because we're old.
We are old. I remember when anime was bought 2 episodes to a VHS tape.
Oh, my God. Do you remember
when it was $25 if you wanted them dubbed and $30 if you wanted them subtitled for some reason.
And do you remember when they first released DVDs, they just doubled the price because you had both on the same disc? And they're like, well, that'll be fine.
Yep. I remember paying $30 for like 2 or 3 episodes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's why the anime DVD market has continued to make the profits it has to this day.
Oh boy.
Anyway, let's move on to video games. Okay. Keith Robinson asks, are there any Japanese YouTube shows you watch?
Oh. No.
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 I mean,
why is that?
I watch a lot of Japanese programs on YouTube, but they were television programs that were put on YouTube.
Sure.
Like, I mean, I watch Game Center CX, and I watch, like different comedians and things like that. I like to watch a lot of that stuff, but Japanese YouTube shows, I don't think I could even name one right now. Like a specifically YouTube show. There's lots of, well, I mean, I guess if we include like Nico Nico shows or something like that, there's a few, but most of those are just playthroughs with people I like. Shows in general. I don't know. Is there a Japanese Us? And if so, can we do a crossover episode?
You mean there's a Black Stormy? No.
Wow. No. I mean not wow like that, but like wow in that that's like 15 years old.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. That's probably the most recent like television cartoon I've been watching. At C-Lab 2021 for those who weren't born when it was on.
Oh, that don't even didn't even occur to me that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What about you? But to tell you the truth, I'm not down on Japan. I don't really watch many YouTube shows at all. I'll watch something if it's linked, but in general, I don't watch many like YouTube original programs.
Yeah, we are part of the problem, aren't we?
We are part of the problem. We are part of the problem. I'm subscribed to a few people, Angry and Not.
oh no!
And Zero Punctuation. I quite enjoy watching.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he falls under Angry.
Yes. Perturbed.
The thing
perhaps?
Is, like, yeah. Oh, I like to watch. I like to watch kids react to old technology.
Oh yeah, the one about the animals is pretty good, but I think my favorite one is like the one about 90s songs. Especially the one kid who's like, yeah, I know everything about music, and then like every single song that they mention, he's like, I never heard of this one.
Yep.
Or like the girl who like was able to pick up Mariah Carey and was surprised how old she was.
I haven't seen that one. I mainly watch their technology ones. I'll have to check it out.
Well, when they played Nirvana and like this one kid loved it, I was like, yes, there's hope.
Yeah, when are they coming out with a new album?
Too soon.
Soon. Okay. All right. So we are 0-2 right now. all right. A faithful viewer who I like to mispronounce as Olek has written in, Did you ever do a video about the additional sound chips in some Famicom games and the disk system? Not a specific video.
We've talked about it, but...
We've talked about it, then the response was, with more examples than just showing the Dracula card. And I guess not really. Whenever we do disk system stuff, we try to point out that the FM, but actually, we were just talking about this recently, about doing one about the different chips, because I was telling you about, what is it, Lagrange Point?
Yes.
And how its sounds is amazing. And yeah, we're working on something like that. Some of the Konami sound chips. If someone would like to loan me a gimmick cart, I would love to put that sound up there. That's a joke, I suppose, because of how valuable that
cart is.
I saw one at a store once. It was like $200. I should have bought it. Okay. Great.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Wow, is that it?
What do we? No, we got more. We got okay. more. Thoughts on the Sega Channel?
Never used it. It's defunct.
we're 0-4.
My gosh.
Thoughts on the Sega Channel? Wanted it so much as a kid. Wanted it even through my fanboy haze. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was anti-Sega anything at that time, but I heard about this, and I'm like, man, I hate Sega. I hate Sonic. Mario is the best. Ooh, Sega Channel. That sounds fun. I hope my cable provider gets that. And they didn't, though. I mean, there was no option to have the Sega Channel where I lived.
Oh, yeah, there is that. I had forgotten about that. Well, you know, back our original season 2 plans included like going through a whole bunch of disk-based systems or peripherals, I should say, and the Satellaview. And like one of the ideas that we were playing around with was like mentioning the Sega Channel as like a counterpoint to the Satellaview, and you can guess how well that went. I mean,
yeah,
we didn't quite get there.
No, we never do.
But
I thought the Sega Channel sounded really cool. And did you know the Sega Channel wasn't the first system to do that?
Oh.
There was an Intellivision channel.
Oh,
I don't remember
sure.
what it was called. I don't remember what it was called, but similar type of thing. Game via cable lines.
Sure. Nice.
And I would love to do it, but that's a little before my time. I mean, Intellivision was the first system I played, but like I wasn't old enough to know anything historical about it. So,
sure.
I'd say upcoming episodes: Satellaview, Sega Channel, Intellivision, and actually, you know, it wasn't through the cable lines, but you know, the 64DD was also a subscription service.
Yes.
So yeah. Let's save that for a while.
Okay. I think I mentioned this question last time, but I thought I'd bring it up again.
Go for it.
The one from Josh Ryman, who says, every time I read a Famicom Dojo post this week, I can't help but think, I wonder what's going on in SGDQ right now, which refers to Summer Games Done Quick. And by now, you've probably heard, because we're recording this weeks ahead of time, by now you've probably heard that they broke a charity record this year.
Really?
Yeah. So, hooray. And Josh is, I'm not really sure what his exact role is, probably like the head chief. I'll just call him the chief. There you go. The chief of World 9 Gaming, which is like a... These guys have been providing video game equipment to like NoBrandCon, other Wisconsin conventions for a decade.
Yep.
So they know their stuff, basically. So congrats, guys, for helping out with all of that and making that a successful event.
In fact, I'm so thankful that I'm going to give that guy a promotion, and from now on, he will be known as Master Chief.
God. Nicely done.
He's a Halo joke.
You haven't even played Halo.
I have so.
You have? So. Okay, fine.
I have played it on the original Xbox, and on my Xbox 360.
Uh-huh.
And I remember thinking the music was very nice.
That is the thing to take away from Halo, I believe, is the music.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Man. All right. So I think that's pretty good. Right?
Sure.
Decent Denshi mail.
Sure.
This time. Oh boy.
I think we should mention that we have a few more things in the pipeline right now.
Yes.
Stuff being worked on. Thank you everyone for all your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I really have enjoyed recently when podcasts come out, people are like retweeting and like mentioning their thoughts on them and kind of bringing them back. And actually I found there's been a number of people who have been going through our old podcast archives.
Yes.
And there's been comments appearing on casts we did years ago that I really like. I really like that people are rediscovering them and finding something still entertaining about it. So thanks.
Absolutely. And it helps we run them every once in a while. Not too often.
Yeah. No.
Just enough for people to think that, oh, they're kind of like This American Life of podcasts, of video game podcasts.
I think we have more episodes per season than This American Life.
Yeah, but that's about the only metric where we're better.
What do you mean? I mean, I would say that our video game content is at a much higher level than This American Life.
Sure.
And I mean, we only have one less David Sedaris. That's not a big number.
That's true. We have more Vinks than any other podcast.
We have more Vinks than any other podcast on the air today.
That's right.
I can't speak about historical Vinks.
What?
But
that's a good point.
Next week's topic, great Vinks in history. All right. Anyway. Okay. Well, without further Adobe, I suppose let's shut it down.
Oh, God. Yeah. So I guess until next week, the dojo is so small. These references are ancient. That aired in the 90s.
Oh, man.
That show is ancient.
South Park is old enough to drink.
And so am I.
Wait, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. But you know what? People who are watching South Park have been drinking for a while.
Yep. It's possible that South Park drove them to do so. Kind of like this podcast. Hold on a second. I got to take a swig. Hi, everybody.
Who's gonna be number 12? 1,200.
For
we're at 1,199 likes on Facebook right now.
Ooh.
Which will be really embarrassing if it's gone down when this podcast actually airs. All right, that's enough.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Our music, Famicom Thrash and RPG, is performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes and amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Famicom Dojo, our free iTunes storefront, Stitcher Radio, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded. Visit our show notes, including links, video, and audio bonuses at famicomdojo.tv/podcast. Please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes and sponsor an episode or listen to any of the other great shows on the Little Podcast Network at littlepodcast.com.